To connect with the program anytime, visit us online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This segment of the show is sponsored by TheraBreath. You know, I think we'd all agree that having good oral hygiene for daily health is very important. So this Christmas, why don't you stuff those stockings with products from TheraBreath? Because for a fresh and healthy mouth, it's TheraBreath for us. We all fight the bad breath battle every now and then, but using TheraBreath Fresh Breath Oral Rinse can fix that. This stuff works. It doesn't mask bad breath like those burning alcohol mouthwashes that can actually irritate your mouth. Creator Dr. Harold Katz developed the solution for his own daughter who was struggling with bad breath. There are no added dyes, no artificial colors. Not only that, it's gluten-free, it's also certified kosher. And if you're having bleeding gums when you brush or floss, try TheraBreath Healthy Gums Oral Rinse that includes an FDA-approved ingredient proven to fight gum disease. There's even a TheraBreath Whitening Oral Rinse as well. This breakthrough rinse works to loosen and dissolve stains that other whitening products simply miss without using harsh chemicals. So get yourself some TheraBreath products today or give them for Christmas by looking for the bright orange cap in retail or drugstores. Or you can order it at TheraBreath.com, but be sure to tell them Robert, Mary, and Rudy sent you. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors. Mark Van Honecker is a commercial airline pilot who flies big planes internationally. He's also an author. And the last time we talked on this show about 2 years ago, we talked about his book, How to Land a Plane. For today's Right Stuff segment, the subject is his latest book, Imagine a City, subtitled A Pilot's Journey Across the Urban World. The Wall Street Journal called it an eloquent personal tribute to cities. The Washington Post called it, and here I quote, a love letter to cities that Mark has returned to again and again, a book that captures the silent beauty of a world glimpsed from above, unquote. It turns out that Mark has quite an imagination, and having read Imagine a City, I can also tell you he's got an amazing eye for detail. Mark, I'm happy to have you in the house for our Right Stuff segment today. Yours is an unusually paced book. It's not your usual travelogue of, say, a chapter each on various cities. It's partly a memoir with short takes on growing up in the town of Pittsfield, Massachusetts, punctuated by short segments about your unique perspective on cities as a pilot who drops in and out of them with frequency. It's a most unusual structure of book. Both your eye for detail and research on the evolution of various cities made this a fascinating read for me. So let's start with Pittsfield, where as a boy, you had an illuminated globe in your room filled with city and country names you imagined someday visiting. I don't think I'm overstating it to say that globe and those boyhood dreams colored your life in a really important way even till today.
Hi, Rudy. Yeah, it's great. It's great to be with you. Growing up in Pittsfield, which is a small city in western Massachusetts, that globe really it meant the world to me. If you'll forgive the pun, I had two loves. Airplanes was one, and the other was sort of maps and the cities I found on them. And I dreamed of becoming a pilot and flying off to those places that were just names to me that I turned to on my globe. And then when I was older, I became a pilot, and I began to see cities in a way that I never imagined. Pilots see them in just the most extraordinary way, from above and then in the streets. And in Imagine a City, I wanted to record the cities that meant the most to me. But of course, as you get older, I've come to realize how much a hometown is always with you, even especially the farther you go away from it. In this book, I do return again and again to my hometown, even as I'm traveling through these some of the largest cities that have ever existed. So, this is a travel book. It's a book about flying, but it's also a book about going home, about taking the longest way home, maybe.
But you talk about seeing cities as a pilot, and you see them very differently than most of us. I land and I find landmarks and hotels that can help me get around. You look at them, you're fascinated by city grids, the layout of the cities, the geometrical shapes of some of them, certainly the history of the cities. What does your eye see that most of us don't?
Well, I think that perspective of cities, of how they look from above, comes very naturally to a pilot. We see so many cities, in the cruise segment of a very long flight, we might pass over hundreds of cities. And, especially at night when they're glowing and they look so evocative. They look, simultaneously biological, and they do grow with natural constraints, but also technical and futuristic, especially if they're based on a grid. And so that view of cities from above is such a powerful thing to me. And then, of course, we land in these cities. We land in the one city we've flown across all the others to reach, and we walk out into them. And, you know, that aerial perspective on them is always with me, even when I'm walking in them. You know, that interplay between that global perspective and walking down one individual street to get a coffee or some food you've never tried before, it's really at the heart of what I wanted to capture in Imagine City.
So we're going to, you know, this is such a fascinating book. I want to keep you for a second segment. We've got another minute left, and then we'll take a commercial break and come back with you. But one, and talk about specific cities that are favorites of yours or that you want to go back to. Just in our 40 seconds left, I do notice that you don't spend much attention on food at all. Not restaurants, not local foods, not cuisines. Is that on purpose, or is that not an important element to your visits?
No, I love adventurous food, but it was one of so many aspects of cities, and it eventually fell by the slightly by the wayside. I mean, that could have been that's a great idea for another book, actually. Pilot's view on the world food.
Eating my way around the world. Mark Van Honecker is the author of a book called Imagine a City, subtitled A Pilot's Journey Across the Urban World. We're going to keep him on for another segment because he's kindly agreed to do that right after this commercial break. We're going to talk about some of the favorite cities he has visited time and time again, because pilots land in the same place often, as well as cities that maybe he hasn't landed in or that he'd like to land in a little more. Meanwhile, I've got to tell you that Pittsfield, Massachusetts gets a whole lot of ink in this book, but it's interwoven through the stories of cities from all over the world. We'll be right back right after this break. Stay with us.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show as we cover everything and anything in the world of travel by following us at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back. To participate in the program, log on anytime to rmworldtravel.com. Once again, this is your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is made possible by LinkedIn.com/Carrie. You know, these days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business, because you want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. And that's why you've got to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn will help you find the right people for your team faster and for free. Add your job and that purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring. Simple tools including screening questions make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience, so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. Do you know every week nearly 50 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? That's a lot. LinkedIn helps you find the candidates worth interviewing. So join us and post your job for free today at linkedin.com/Carrie, C-A-R-E-Y, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Before the break, I was talking to commercial pilot and author Mark Van Honecker about his book called Imagine a City, A Pilot's Journey Across the Urban World. He is a commercial pilot with a large airline that serves many cities around the world. And he's been fascinated by cities since he was a kid, how they're laid out, their skyscrapers, their history. And as I mentioned, it's an unusually structured book, short bites on the many cities he's come to, along with short reflections on growing up as a child in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Mark, do you have a couple favorite city or cities, which I guess would be cities you can't wait to visit again and again?
Oh, that's a really tough question to ask a pilot. London, which is my home base, is always a real treat to fly into. As I'm sure many of your listeners know, when you come there on a bright morning and you fly over Canary Wharf, over Tower Bridge and St. Paul's Cathedral and the Palace of Westminster and all those parks lined up one after another, and you really get a sense of that you're landing in one of the greatest cities that has ever existed. I'm a big fan of Tokyo, which is the largest city to ever exist. And I first went there in high school for a Japanese homestay program. It was the first time I went to Japan, and I've gone back there as a pilot, and to go back there in a different phase of life and to explore a city that you could never possibly begin to explore all of. It's a world into itself. Tokyo is a great one, and I think Cape Town I love, especially when we go there during the winter of the Northern Hemisphere when we get a little extra sun that we weren't expecting. Those are my three, but I could go on all day.
My favorite city to fly into, well, you remember, did you ever have to fly in the previous airport in Hong Kong, land there?
No, you know, I never flew to Kai Tak Airport, but I did go there as a passenger once, and I was told to sit on the right side, and I got the show of my life, I'll tell you.
You could look into people's dining rooms and see what they're having for dinner, the tall buildings were so close to it. That's one of my favorites, just simply because the skyline is so incredible. What impresses me, though, is you tell us an amazing, you know, it's not just, oh, that's my favorite city. You talk about, let's take Japan, one of your favorite countries, the history and science of snowfall in the city of Sapporo on the island of Northern Island of Hokkaido. You include different words in Japanese that describe different kinds of snowfall, gentle versus swirling. You do a whole essay on the circular train, the train that goes, the public transportation, basically metro that circles Tokyo, the history of its name, its stations, its meaning. I got to tell you, you tell me so much that I kept reading this book going, how does this guy know so much? And fortunately, at the end of the book, you have notes where you tell us where you accumulated some of these facts. But it's a great way to learn about cities.
Yeah, I had a lot of help with when I was writing Imagine a City. And one of the things you learn as an author and also frankly as a traveler is that, basically most people are really, really happy to help you, is my general impression of humanity as both a traveler and as a writer who starts to research things. And, you go around and you ask people, whatever your question is, there's an expert, maybe just one, who has been spending their life on that. And you can get a whole lot of help from someone who's usually, happy to help. And, and I try to reciprocate that and keep it going. When people write to me with questions about flying or about even the city of Massachusetts that I'm from, Pittsfield, I try to help out as much as they've been helped. Sorry, let me try that. I try to help out people as much as they've helped me. I think it's a great way to think about the world in a really positive way.
Well, I got to say that the next time I go to Tokyo and ride the, is it pronounced the Yamanote line? I'm going to listen for those. I'm going to listen to those different melodies that play when doors open to let passengers board or exit at each station. Mark Van Honecker is the author of a book called Imagine a City, A Pilot's Journey Across the Urban World. It's not a guidebook, but it's a book that will get you fascinated by many of the cities that he flies into. You can get it by you can read more about it by going to Mark Van Honecker, that's Hoenacker, and clicking on Imagine a City, markvanhonecker.com. Mark, thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Join the Travel Trio by accessing the show anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. We'll be right back.